Allow me to set the scene. 50 years have passed since Muhammad the messenger breathed his last. His grandson Hassan also recently martyred. Smell of poison still fresh from his grave. Heart swayed like grass in the wind. Following cinnamon, following bitter men like Yazid, who in turn craved allegiance to breathe legitimacy to the kingdom that he claimed. He sought the hand of Hussein, son of Ali and Fatima, peace upon them until the day of Qiyamah. Took his family to Mecca, to the home of the Kaaba, birthplace of his father, to avoid any drama. But Yazid pushed harder. The people of Iraq said, please come to Kufa, please come and be our master. Hussein wasn't sure if the letters could be trusted. He sent a representative, his cousin Muslim, son of Akil, grandson of Abu Talib, rode fast to Iraq to meet the people who were calling. They greeted him at Kufa, yeah, they cheered and applauded, arms open. He was hoping they'd continue their support if times got tough, cause they would only get tougher. The people got together for the son of Mustafa, raising the banner of Labaik on the surface. To his face they recounted memories of Hussein, who as a young man walked down the alleyways, feeding the hungry, guiding the strays, until those that went out killed the caliph in the masjid. Yeah, we missed the son of Ali, please call him today to come and be our leader. Muslim wrote a letter to his master Hussein to leave Hajj, leave Mecca and begin to make his way with his family. Only Allah knew that Muslim would be dead within days. Situations change, no time is the same. Yazid, knowing this, sent a wild beast to tame the callers of Hussein, and for fortune and favor from the king, he took pleasure in torture and pain. And the son of Ziyad had his messengers go out in the streets to proclaim those that failed to obey will be dealt with. So Muslim all of a sudden lost thousands of helpers. Can you imagine this stranger alone? No family or friends, far away from his home now. All he saw were empty roads and closed doors, roaming the streets when just hours before, many men beside him all ready for war. Now Muslim sat in the home of a poor lady. Kufa streets are crazy, his son sold him out to the police to detain him. But Muslim fought back. The soldiers underestimated this man's attack, couldn't handle the force that Muslim brought upon him. So after hours of battle and many dead brothers, the chief of police said, I guarantee your safety, no one will kill you, just come with me quietly. Muslim was thirsty, his throat was dry, with blood in his mouth he praised the Most High. The son of Ziyad didn't guarantee nothing. You're gonna die today on the roof of this building. Cut off his head and drop his body to the ground, and hang the remains in front of his whole town. Drowning in tears, Muslims stood exhausted. They mocked his appearance. Aren't the Hashemites the hardest warriors? But you're shaking from fear. He said, I don't cry for me, Hussein's on his way here. This is a story of torment and grief. It's only just begun, Hussein's yet to bleed. He's just left Mecca, aiming to free the souls of the people and answer their pleas. This is a story of torment and grief. It's only just begun, Hussein's yet to bleed. He's just left the Kaaba with his family to bring guidance to those whose souls are diseased. This is a story of torment and grief. It's only just begun, Hussein's yet to bleed. He's just left Mecca trying to find some peace to worship in private and teach. This is a story of torment and grief. It's only just begun, Hussein's yet to bleed. He's just left his mother's grave to save his enemies from the curse of Yazid. So as he travels through the dust, Hussein knows many men, cause of greed and lust, will try to make his journey more dangerous. But he has to keep going, and Allah is his trust. He must challenge the status quo, ayahs in favor of knowledge and prayers over dancing dice players. In the distance he sees men approaching, slowly advancing, cautiously coming to ask for an audience. Thirsty from walking, check the surroundings. 1,000 soldiers with 2,000 horses begging for water. Hussein can't deny the request, so he orders his brothers and helpers to quench his opponent's thirst. And this is surely your first. If you know what's to come, then this is what hurts. The sons of Hussein generously dispersing water to animals, water to beasts. War's on its way, now it's greetings of peace as Hussein makes salah on the ground in the heat. Soldiers follow but don't allow a retreat. The chief of the army doesn't know where to stand. His name is Hur, translate free man. He wants to let Hussein walk away from this land, but the fear of Yazid is hard to withstand. More troops are coming against only a few. In the end it's 30,000 against 72. Curfew and Kufa, still some true supporters of the Master of Heaven pray he makes his way through. But this is as far as Hussein could advance. Doesn't want to cause blood to be shed, he was asked. What is this place? Do you know its name? The story begins as Hussein explains.